Brandon, can you give us an update how you're feeling today? You're ready to go?
Yeah, feeling good. It's the most exciting time of the year. It's playoff hockey, and it's going to be fun to get back in there and play in front of our home crowd.
What have the last couple of days been like? I mean, what are the things you kind of work on with the injury you've been dealing with?
Oh, you go out there and you work and you wait for an opportunity to get back in the lineup and do anything you can to help your team win.
What did you see in game one?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Obviously, it's going to be a tough battle. They're, you know, two good teams, and St. Louis is running on a little bit of a high end in the season. And we go out there and play our game and get the crowd into it and use our momentum.
How do you know you're ready? Is it just a pain threshold kind of thing?
Oh, you know, it's the most exciting time of the year. It's playoff hockey. You go out there and you feel good and you wait for that opportunity to come.
Was there a time, Brandon, when you knew that you were ready? Was it when you could shoot the puck, you could do things you could normally do, or what?
No, just excited to play at this time of the year. It's playoff hockey, like I said again, and you want to be a part of things.
What did you think of the slash itself when it happened?
I don't really have a comment. It's part of the game. It's hockey.
The Ukrainian men's choir that's singing the anthems, I think you guys are undefeated with them singing. How would you describe the building after they're done singing the anthem?
Yeah, it's fun. You know what I mean? Anthem singers have their own way of getting the crowd into the game and getting things ready, and they're a group that's fun to listen to, and they do a great job of that.
Brendan, Paul Maurice said last week they were waiting to sort of see which direction. Was there a concern that you might miss an extended period of time, or did you always think that you'd be back quickly?
You know, I leave that up to the training staff. It's their job to get me ready when I can be, and they do a great job of that here. So it's playoff hockey, like I said. You reiterate that, and you're excited to be back in front of the home crowd tonight.
We've seen many examples from over the years of a really high pain tolerance. Where does that come from?
I mean, it's part of the game. You know, you get bumps and bruises and along the way, and a lot of guys play with those. It's managing them and getting the opportunity to get back in the lineup when you can.